Okay, today's daf is Ksubis, daf Beis. We start a new world. Our travels through Shas continue with the second Masechta in Seder Nashim, and that is Maseches Ksubis. Ksubis, the word on the street is that it's called Shas Katan. Comes from the Birkei Yosef. The Birkei Yosef writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah and Siman Reish Mem Vav, in Oz Vav, Limud, he quotes a number of Masechtas. Limud Maseches Brachos, Inyan Gadol. Masecha Shabbos, Inyan Mefuar. So Brachas is something great. Shabbos is something praiseworthy. Ksubis, Kolel Kol HaTalmud. Ksubis has the entire Talmud in it. Chulin, Akum, Nida, Klal Gadol. So he quotes a lot of the Halacha L'maisa Masechtas, but he quotes Ksubis as Kolel Kol HaTalmud. If you think about it, Ksubis, as we will see, Be'ez Hashem, has a lot in it. It has Hilchas Brachos related to Eris and Enisuin. It has Masechta Shabbos discussed. It has Avelus. It has Nedarim. It has Gittin. It has Bava Kama, Bava Metzia. All different elements that are all in these pages of Ksubis, all different topics. Again, we saw it even in Yevamos also, that there's a lot of different topics. But in Ksubis, it's known for the uniqueness of its many different sugyas. Almost every topic, not every topic, but many, many topics in Shas are discussed, and that is our schus over the next couple of months to discuss Maseches Ksubis. We mentioned a couple of months ago, we'll mention it again, and that is the order of Yevamos and Ksubis. Why is Yevamos before Ksubos? The Yevamos is the first one in Seder Nashim. Ksubis is seems to be more appropriate. You know, have a regular marriage, Ksubis and Kiddushin, and then you can get to the unusual cases. And yet, Yevamos is first, and only then afterwards one has Ksubis. And this is the question that the Achronim asked. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, in the beginning of Nashim, and in the Hakdamah to Pirush Mishnah, where he discusses the order of every single Masechta in Shas, the Rambam says, V'hatam she'etzvichu lahaschil b'yevamos, below his chub and Maseches Ksubis, why don't we start with Yevamos first? The iyun haseichel nosein shahaisa reuya lahakdim. And if you think about it logically, Ksubis should come first. Aval asazeh, why did Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi do this? Mipnei shahanisuim udavar omeid bereshus adam beretzono. Because marriage, as we will see, is up to a person. We're going to discuss it a couple of days by the Shem. We get to the, well, machlokes between the Rambam and the Rush. The Rambam and Balei Tosfos, in terms of what is a, what, whether marriage is a mitzvah or not, but it's something that a person chooses with their own bechira. De'ein lebezin lakuf adam achi se'isha. Bezin does not force anybody to get married. Aval hayibum hu muchrach la'asoso. V'lomar lo o chalotz o yabeim. But yibum is something the Torah says you have to do. And v'ha'aschola bedvarim ha'muchrachim hu anachon v'haro'i min hadavar she'ena muchrachim. The Rabbi Lanasi decided, first, he's going to give us, in this Seder, the mitzvahs that we have to do, and then the mitzvahs that we choose to do. Yes, even if Nisuin is a mitzvah, but it's not incumbent every single day, oh, Ben's going to force me to get married today. No, Yibum, though, is something that Hiknu lo min hashamayim, as we learned back in Maseches Yevamos, and therefore, that is the reason that the Rabbi Lanasi started off with Yevamos. One idea. The Tosfos Yantiv in his Akdama to Nashim has two other suggestions. O nearly Tam, Sheikh the Maseches Yevamos. Number two reason is that we learned in Perek Ha'arel, and we learned in other areas in the Masechta that many of the halachas of Psulei Kahal, Arel, everybody who's allowed to marry a Kohen, everybody's with Yisrael, Mamzeres, Nesina, all those halachas. So that is kind of an introduction to all of Seder Nashim. Who one is allowed to marry, who one is not allowed to marry. So therefore, that's the second reason why Yevamos comes first. And Veli Nireh, the Tosfos Yadav says, the last reason that I like, Lasi's Od Tam Tov, Shehikdim Maseches Yevamos, Lefi Shehayibum Lekayem Shtei Mitzvos. Yibum, similar to number one, but has a double mitzvah. Has the mitzvah of Yibum and the mitzvah of Puravu. But, El Mikra Malei, Tovim Ashnayim Min Ha'echad. And two is better than one, in terms of mitzvahs, and in terms of a lot of things in life. So therefore, says the Tosfos Yantif, that's why Yibum comes first. Three suggestions. One for the Rambam, two from the Tosfos Yantif, one other one. And Baruch Hashem, we're back to the Pnei Yoshua. Pnei Yoshua is a must on Maseches Ksubis, as is almost, we have almost every sefer on Maseches Ksubis. You name the Rishon, you name the Achron, you know, they exist. on Maseches Ksubis, we're back to all the Rishonim, and the Achronim, the Pnei Yeshua says, well, he says, Pashut, he says, we learned Masech, the end of Maseches Yevamos yesterday. So this connects, what was the end of Maseches Yevamos? What was the last statement besides the Marvim Shalom Ba'olam? But right before that, we said that whether Machlokes, whether one needs Drisha V'Chakira for Eidus Isha, we said, well, it depends if you look at it like Dine Mamanis, because we know Dvar Torah, Dine Mamanis, and Dine Nefashis require Drisha V'Chakira, and Midrabanan, we say, we did away with it, Shalot Tenodeles, Bifnei Lavin. So Drisha V'Chakira, what's the issue? Whether it's Dine Mamanis, because it has a ksuba element, because one has to pay the woman gets her ksuba if she has the ability to get remarried, as the Mishnah said back in Yevamos, according to Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel was moded to them eventually. So that's a lead-in. That's a lead-in to ksubas, right? Just at the end of the Masechta, you have the machlokas about whether it's considered dini mamonis or not, whether you relate to the ksubas. He says, that's what I think is the connection. Harei lefaneinu miyas, the Masechta's ksubas, nishnis bimkoma hara'uila, the Shaycha Amas Nisan, the Salik Mine Maseches Yevamos, the Haba Hatalia, the Kol Iker, Maseches Ksubis, Sove Vaholecha Yesod Zeh, Iksuba de Oraisi, Iksuba de Rabbanan. He suggests that the Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva Bishmal, that we had at the end of the Shia yesterday, whether the Ksuba plays a defining role in Eidus Isha. Yes, it could be collected, Lamaisa, but whether it plays a defining role, he thinks, is the Machlokas, Ksuba de Oraisi, Ksuba de Rabbanan, which we're going to get into on Daf Yud in about a week and a half from now. Be'ez Hashem. But he says, that's the lead-in. That's the Machlokas, Ksuba de Oraisi, Ksuba de Rabbanan. So let's talk about Ksubas the next 100+ days, right? So that's the Pnei Yeshua's lead-in to the Masechta. Okay, so now we know why, at least according to some, why this Masechta is here, and now we continue and get into the actual Masechta. Now they know what it's called, and the Kolel Kol HaTalmud, and the now we get into the Masechta. Says the Mishnah, Psula Nisleis Liyom HaRevi'i V'Yalmana Liyom HaChamishi. A besula, a woman who has ever been married before, Nisseis Liyomar Revi'i, is married, should get married, Takanas Ezra, that a woman should get married on Yom Revi'i, on Wednesday. First Rashi, Takanas Chachamim Hi, Shatinasi B'Revi'i B'Shabbos. Right, Takana D'Rabbanan, that she should get married on Wednesday, the Almana Liyom HaChamishi. And an Almana can get married on Thursday. We'll see why the Almana, but the first sugya. And the reason in the Mishnah is explaining Besula Liyom HaRevi'i. Why? Shepa'amai B'Shabbos twice a week. Bate Dinim Yoshvim Ba'ayaros B'Yom HaShini B'Yom HaChamishi. Twice a week, the Bate Dinim, that was the Takanas Ezra. They sit on Mondays and Thursday to listen to all the different claims that people have. Why Mondays and Thursdays? Because that's when there is an Eis Ratzon in Shemayim. So there's Eis Ratzon in Shemayim, that's an appropriate day to have the Bate Dinim open. That's why we say Tachnun, extra long Tachnun on Mondays and Thursdays, because that's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is extra listening to us. Right, the Prima Gadim writes in Hilchas Tachnun, they used to throw the Chasanim out of Shul, because they wanted to say Tachnun on Mondays and Thursdays. Right? Unlike Miskatnu Hadoros, as some have the behavior today, where we're very excited. Then when there is a Monday or a Thursday without Tachron, but the Meikra Din, why is there the longer Vehurachum? Because of the Ace Ratzon that there is in Shemayim, and that goes back to Takanas Ezra that Bate Dinim were enacted, and the way their practice was to sit on Mondays and Thursdays, and therefore Shem Hayelo Tainas Besula Mayamashkin LeBezner. Therefore, if the man did not find that his wife was a Besula, he would be able to go the next morning and go to Beis Din and claim that his wife wanted a psula, and in that way they could figure out exactly what occurred to this to the woman and when and how. Okay, a number of points to make on the Mishnah. Number one, Tosfos is bothered by the lashon of Nisseis, Besula Nisseis. Why is it in the passive form? Why not Nosin? Nosin Besulos. Right, Psula Nisseis, like Tosfos, second Tosfos, Nisseis, Hadlok Tani Nosin, it's a Psula, Kemo Ha'ish Mekadesh, second parak in Kiddushin, the man is Mekadesh, so why don't you have it in the active form of the man, right, not the passive form of the woman, Lafisha Ata Mekatzer Yoser, okay, maybe it's a little shorter, Va'od, and then Tosfos has a fundamental approach. De'i Tanahachi, if it would have said, no sin, marry a Besula, hava amina afilu balkarcha. Wow. I would have thought, no sin. Focus on the man, I could do it even balkarcha. I can do it even forcibly. Maybe you can throw this in. Tosfos has the Beseches Yevamos in the background, right? So Beseches Yevamos, Bein Ones, Bein Shogei, Bein Mezid, right? It's even right. You need certain level of das, but it's also Balkarcha. So Tosfos says that would have been the Havamina. Afilu Balkarcha Kidim Mishani, like it says in the beginning of Beseches Kiddushin, where it says Valisne Ha'ish Kone instead of Ha'isha Niknes. So that is why there is such a Havamina. I would have thought that it's Balkarcha. The Maharshal, right here in the bottom of the Marsha, says, why would I have thought marriage can't be Balkarcha? Why does only Gerishin can be Balkarcha? Mida Araisa. Why would I have said that? So says the Marshal, well, maybe once I had Kiddushin Midaita, that's when I might have thought Nisuin Balkarcha. Right, it's not just in a vacuum, against the will, but says the Chachma Shlomo, Aval Hacha Shekfar Niskasha, Havamina, the process has already started, Shaper Nises Af Balkarcha, Kamash Malan, then we don't go that far. But that, helps out the Havamina a little bit, that once the Kiddushin, started. The Marshal, as we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, a number of times in this Masechta, on the bottom of the Marsha, was Machavein here to the language of the Shita Mekubetzes. We're back to a Shita. We haven't had a Shita in a long time. A few Masechtas. Says the Shita Mekubetzes, right here. It's very, very, lengthy. All the different columns of Shita on Maseches Ksubis. So you have to pick and choose the lines. But here he has the Lashon. Elahachi Ka'amar. Dahava Mina. De'im Niskatsha Birtsona. De'tina Se'bal Karcha. Kiva. De'kvar Niskatsha Birtsona. Right? That's the Shita's Lashon, exactly how the Marshal interpreted the Tosfos. And again, what's the Lundis? Chuppa, and this we'll talk about again and again, how do we look at the two stages of marriage? We know that in the Ahadus there are two stages of a marriage, Kiddushin, also called Erisin, and Nisuin, also called Chuppa. So what is the relationship between those two stages? The first stage is for sure a Kinyan. Kiddushin is a Kinyan. Ha'isha Niknes, first Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin, Kesef Shtar and Bia. Right, a formal status change. The woman becomes an Ashes Ish. We do Kiddushe Kesef today, Kiddushe Shava Kesef. And that is pretty clear what it is. Chuppah, as we'll talk about Be'ez Hashem soon, and what exactly it is, but whatever it is, what is its relationship to Kiddushin? That is a major question. Are they connected to each other? Are there halachos that influence from one, that influence the other one? Besides the question of Gerushin versus Kiddushin, V'yatza V'haisa, that comparison is in the Gemara already, regarding many halachas. V'yatza V'haisa comparing Makish Havayos Lahadadi and Makish Gerushin Tinisuin, that comes up. Differences and similarities between the different ways of Kiddushin, of getting married, and the comparison and contrast to Kiddushin and Gerushin. But what about the process of Kiddushin and Nisuin? So we know in the days of old, they did it a year apart in order to give time for everybody to get ready for the wedding. So Mizman HaZeh, it's done all together, but halachically, what is the relationship? So this is the first makar on the list. Right, we might have said, the Havamin of Tosfos, is that we might have said that Nisuin is Balkarcha because the Kiddushin was already Birtsona. And this is just a Gemar. This is just a completing what was. So once Ratzon was expressed at stage one, then stage two, one wouldn't require the Ratzon. One wouldn't need Das Matne. Kamash Molan, we don't. So Kamash Molan, because Kiddushin and Nisuin are not connected to each other, or they are connected, but you still need the Das expressed by both, but that is a crucial sugya that we are going to come back to often. That is number one. Number two, Tosfos also says, next Tosfos, Liyoma Ravi, Velo Bilal Chamishi. Why does the Mishnah say that the Takana was Psula should be married on Wednesday? Why not Wednesday night, which is Lal Chamishi? Right? Why don't we say the wedding should take place then? So Tosfos says you're going to run out of time. Why? As the Gemara says in Nida, Leka Ksuba de lo Ramu Be Tigra. There's always like discussions and controversies and arguments at weddings. It's going to take too much time, and who knows if they're going to be able to finish everything before the time for Beis Din. So that is why, you know, you give them more time. Yeah, Psula Nisleis Liyom Haravi. Why are we so nervous that, you know, it should be Wednesday? So let it do Tuesday. We'll go to Beis Din on Thursday also. Right, they'll do it another time. Why Dafka Yom Aravi? So that's Rashi. Rashi, Tosfos, and all the Rishonim. Why? Rashi quotes here that if he finds that his wife is not a Besulas, he's going to be angry, he's going to be upset. First couple of skinny lines. Shem Hayelo Tainis Besulim Yashkim Lebezdim Ba'od Ka'aso Alav. He goes to Bezan while he's still very upset. V'im yesh shahos beintayim yesh lachush shema yispayes. Right, if there's time to calm down in between, maybe he's going to be upset, but his wife is going to say, oh, come on, honey, it's okay. It's okay, you know, it was an accident. I didn't mean it. I love you. And then maybe they'll stay together. But really, maybe she's a Surah Labaila. If it was Bertzona La'achar Erisin. And therefore, we don't want to take the chances. We want to do it right beforehand. Shemi Zinzatachta V'nasra Lav. Asura, and therefore we don't want to give him a chance to calm down. Noach lichos, but we'd rather him not calm down in this circumstance. Before we read the rest of the Rashi, so there is a chashuk echem and a maseches ksubis. So we start off with the first one. First one, Sheila. There was a certain city, Nodala Rashi Kal, it was became known to the elders of the city, Shebe Mifal Mesuyam Chilalu Shabbos, in a certain factory, in a certain area, there was Chil Shabbos taking place. And the Rashei Ha'ir were very upset about it. They were going to maybe do something in order to prevent the Chil Shabbos from taking place. But the case was, Im Yelchu Limchos Miyad, Yafsidu Tfilas Mincha. If they go right now, they're going to lose mincha. In the late afternoon, they're going to lose mincha. So there's an efsharas achera. She's palul davi mincha now, and wait till tomorrow. Wait till tomorrow and go. So says Rav Zilberstein. No more b'ksubas daf beis amad aleph and Rashi. Shema yishlachu shema yispais v'tiskara daito v'kaimena. Maybe we're worried that if you don't act in the heat of the moment. In general, we're supposed to calm down if we're angry. Talan kas chalayla, as the we mentioned from the Sefer Chassidim in the past. Sometimes it's always good to wait. But when there's a chil Hashem involved, when there's a potential avera, like in our Mishnah, or in this case of chil Shabbos, so says the Rav Zilberstein, shateva ha'adam shimitches kasol macharas. If you wait till tomorrow, yesh lachus shema yispayes for this karadaito. So maybe we're nervous. Gam ben yonenu yishlim chos biyad, kim yitchu l'machras alulim rashi akol is payes, ulehis karer b'amachah te'evadis otzmasa. And therefore, he says, you should go say something now, osig b'mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah. And then you can have a mincha. I don't know exactly what the case is, that you're actually not going to be able to protest right then. That is one. And then he quotes similarly, he says, look what I wrote in Psachim. Fascinating. It says, Maisa ba'adam shebadak chemso. He says, there was somebody who was checking for chametz. He was checking in his car. That is a machlok discussion in the postgame. You have to check your car. You have to definitely check your car, make sure there's no chametz in the car. But do I have to do that during the bedika? So this guy was doing it during the bedika. He was doing a car that he had just bought. Right? He bought it secondhand. Shekana miyad shnia. And when he was cleaning out the car, all of a sudden he found under one of the seats, besides the chametz that he's looking for, he found a gold taba'as, a gold coin. Mishubetzes biyahalom yakar with a pearl in it under the seat, and he's not sure, does this belong to the seller of the car? But there were a lot of people that drove it beforehand. Maybe there's six different people that it could belong to. Right, he has no idea. So, should he stop in the middle of Bedikas Chametz to make the phone call in order to find out whose ring it is, whose coin it is, or not? So, we wrote, Me ikar hadin vadai. You have to finish Bedikas Chametz in the middle of a mitzvah. So finish the bedika and then make the phone call. But he says, if one is nervous and one probably could be nervous, in this kind of case, could probably be more a heter. After a couple of minutes, we start thinking, they were misyayish already. It's been a couple of years. It probably didn't belong to the seller because he's cleaned his car. All the different excuses in the book to be able to keep the coin. So says Rav Zilberstein, it might be kedai to make the phone call right then. You know, it might be that our inspiration for doing the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda might not last, and therefore, you know, make the phone call. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will understand, middle of Bedikas Chametz, that Hashavas Aveda is also crucial, and therefore, one is allowed to. But again, what's the message? The message is that feelings wear off. Feelings wear off. That's the message of we have from the Rashi. There's even a pasuk in Sefer Yechezkel, where the Yechezkel tells us that the door, the way that we went into the Beis HaMikdash, was not the same way that we went out. It's a pasuk. We went out different doorways. Why? Just go out the same way. Because we're supposed to be inspired by the Beis HaMikdash. We're supposed to be awed by it. And if we do it once, the second time, right, the feelings wear off. Right? If we're excited, if we go out a different door, okay, there's a chance that we'll still keep the excitement. But if we've already been through it with the doorway, we come out again, we're not as excited, feelings wear off over time. Not exactly the same idea, but it's the similar in that, you know, we're moments and intense feelings don't always stay. And that's what Rashi says right here, that one has to make sure that Bezdin and Chazal instituted that the wedding should take place on Yom Ravi so that the feelings do not wear off. And then what? So now let's continue to get to the conceptual Shaila. He'll come to Bezdin and he'll say, my wife wasn't a psula. So then what? We're going to believe him? We're going to believe him that his wife is not a psula? Fine. But what about all the other details? What are we going to do? This is the major sugya on Daf Tes. Homer Pesach Pasua Pasasi Nehem Elosor Love. We'll get to there. But ask Tosas right here. Tosas, in She'im, the Im Tomar. If you look at the sugya later on, in most cases, we're not going to believe him. Because it's a Sfek Sfeika. It's a double Suffek. Suffek, maybe it happened Ba'ones. Maybe it was Ba'ones, and therefore, she's still Muteris to him. And maybe if it wasn't an Ones, maybe it was Ratzon, maybe it happened before Erison. So it's a Svek Sveka, Lakula, that she should still be Muteris. Okay, there are cases, Aishas Cohen, there are cases where there's only one Suffolk, but ask Tosfos, what do we have this whole Takana for? In 90% of the cases, when they come to court, they're not going to be believed. To Aser, Svek Sveka. Tosfos answers, the Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the lo plug rabbanan vitakanta. Lo plug, which is a big chiddush to apply lo plug here. Because lo plug is usually where you have something that applies in 85% of the time. So you say the other 50%, okay, fine, lo plug. Don't make any distinctions. Here, you have something that only applies 50% of the time. And now you want to say lo plug to the other 85%. So that's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam's application here, that lo plug betakanta in this case. And we should make just kohen b'chusa migimol tiknu b'chol nashim shinasu b'yom dalit. That is Tosfos. Rashi, though, he notes, solves the problem in a different way. Rashi right here says, you're right, if he just himself comes, it's not going to accomplish anything. But if he comes to Bezdin, they're going to write about it in the newspapers, and then maybe Edim will come who know more. That's Rashi. Umitok sheyavo lebezdin yisbarer hadavar ukesheyetze hakol shema yavo edim. When the call goes out, then edim will come. And Tosfos doesn't say that though. What's the machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos? What's the nekudas of machlokas? Tosfos fundamentally says svek sveka. It's all low plug. If we have a psak of svek sveka lekula, do we have to try to delve into an answer and try to get a better answer? What's called Efshar Levarer, right? I have a Psak Lakula. Do I have to be Mavarit if I can? Right, we just spoke about this a couple of days ago. Yesterday, 2 days ago, spoke about this. If somebody has Edis Isha, right, Edmi P'yei Pasul, right, if you know that they say, oh, I heard from two witnesses, do you have to go ask those two witnesses? Right, so we said, Me'ikra Din Pashtus, you don't have to go ask those, that was Rabbi Yosef Engel on yesterday's daf. Right, so you don't have to go ask once you have a Psak. So here too, what do you mean Rashi? If he will come to court, it's Lakula. He's not believed. Oh, maybe Edom will come. Sounds like from Rashi, Efshar Levarer, Chayav Levarer. If there are any ways to figure out and get more substance to the case, so then one has to try to figure out and get more testimony. And Tosfos maybe doesn't accept that. Maybe that's the Nakuda about Rashi and Machlokas Rashi. Tosfos maybe had a look at Svek Sveka. Other issues that Beit Hashem will come up in the coming days. Okay, let's continue. A lot here, but now let's continue. So Amar of Yosef, starting the Gemara, Maseches Ksubos. Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Mipnei ma amru b'sula nisseis liyom ha-revi'i. Why do we say that a b'sula gets married on Yom ha-revi'i? What do you mean why? The Mishnah said why. The Mishnah already gave a reason. So we're going to have to see. The eventual question is going to be, why only Wednesday? Why not on Sunday? Right, as it is Mondays and Thursdays. So we're going to delve into it a little more, even though the Mishnah already gave a reason. So let's see. Lefi Shashanina, because we learned in the Mishnah later on. The Mishnah later on, in the fifth parak or so, on Daf Nun Zayin, the Mishnah says that in the days of old, we know that there were 12 months in between. And the chassan gave the kala time to get her makeup done. That's a long time. And the wife gives the chassan enough time to get his financial situation in proper order. So what happens after 12 months? They don't get married. Something happens. His fault, her fault. So let's see. He gives madalonisu after the time comes. The 12 months time comes. And they did not get married. Certain halachos of nisuin obligations already kick in. Ochlos Bishalova, Ochlos Bitruma. She already gets supported from him. She eats truma if he is a Kohen. Because we know on a Daraisa level, in Arusa, eats truma if her Aris is a Kohen. So on a Daraisa, so after 12 months, Higiyaz Man Velo Nisu, she's already has those rights. Yochol Higiyaz Man Be'echad B'Shabbos Yehemala Lo Mezonos. You might think that if the 12 months finish on a Sunday, so then already he has a Chiyuv to give her Mezonos already. So that's Lakach Shaninu B'Sula Nisa is the Omar Avi. So that's what it says here. It says Wednesday is the day. Why Wednesday and not Sunday? We didn't answer that question yet. We'll see that soon. But because Chazal enacted Wednesday, so that's how you know that the Mishnah Daf Nun Zayin doesn't kick in if it's a Sunday. Only a Wednesday. That's the connection between the Mishnahs. The reason this Mishnah, why is it, what's the Chiddush of Wednesday? Because related to that other Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, 1 second, Mari Davram! That's basically, oh my God. Mari Davram, he swears, the master of Avram, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't believe this. Tali Tanya B'delo Tanya. Right, we just made dependent something that is explicit, Tanya, B'delo Tanya, but something that's not explicit. Meaning what? Our Mishnah has an explicit reason. The Mishnah later on in Daf Nun Zayin has no explicit reasons. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Hey Tanya V'hei Lo Tanya. Ha Tanya V'ha Tanya. What do you mean one is explicit, one is not explicit? You have two Mishnahs. So they're both explicit. So Ella, no, Tali Tanya de Mefarish Taima, Bititanya de Lomafarish Taima. No, here you have an explicit reason given in our Mishnah, and now you're making it dependent on that Mishnah, which has no explicit reason? What does Rabbi Yosef mean? No, rather this is what the statement was connecting these two Mishnahs. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Mipnei ma amru besula nisei sliom haravii. Why do Chazal say Wednesday shemhaylo tainis besula mayamashkim lebezdin? That's what our Mishnah said. But now is the additional v'tinasei be'echad b'Shabbos. So why not on Sunday? That's also the day before Bezdin. Shemhaylo tainis besula mayamashkim lebezdin. Right. By the way, Tosa says tomorrow's daf. We don't have this bisman hazeh because we don't have batei dinim kfuim anymore. Right, right now everybody wants to get married on Tuesdays. Right, Yom Shuch Pabo Kitov. It says Kitov twice, but the idea of Psula Nisus, the Yom HaRavi, those does not apply because the whole reason doesn't apply anymore. This was not a takana that even if the reason doesn't apply, the din still applies. Right, which we have to talk about why not. But usually we say if there's a din derabanan, it applies even if the reason doesn't. But here, doesn't apply anymore. But either way, ask the Gemara, Bizman, HaMishnah, what's wrong with Sunday? Shaktu chachamim al takanas benos Yisrael. The Rabbanim were concerned. The Rabbanim were focused on helping out the benos Yisrael. She tarech besuda shlosha yamim. They want the chasen and the everyone involved to be able to have enough time to make a big fancy wedding meal. Echad b'Shabbos, v'sheni b'Shabbos, v'shlishi b'Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Spend time getting ready. Uberevi'i kotza. And they get married on Wednesday, right? If you get married on Sunday, then you don't think about this till after Shabbos. So that's why you have Wednesday, so you have 3 days to get the wedding meal ready. Why is it so great to have a big wedding meal? That's shaktu al benos Yisrael. So they'll have a memorable wedding, yes, but it's deeper than that. Says the Shvus Yaakov, the Gilyon HaShas here quotes the Shvus Yaakov, it's one step further, because we know Chazaka ein adam tarech b'su'uda u'mafsida. We'll have that b'Hashem later on in the Masechta. A person, a chasa, is not going to make up a whole story of lies about his wife, whether she was a psula or not, after he spent so much money on the wedding feast. Unless it's true. So really, making a big wedding feast helps her out, because this will stabilize the marriage. This will stabilize the fact that he's not going to try to make up any stories. So that's the reason why it's Wednesday and not Sunday. And now the Gemara continues, V'yachshav sheshaninu shaktu, and now that we learned of this concept of shaktu, that Chazal want the wedding to be on Wednesday and not on Sunday, and that's why, O Sasha Shaninu Igiyazman Velo Nisu, Ochlos Bishalov, Ochlos Bitshuma, that's that which we learned on the Mishnah later on, that he has to support her once the time comes. That's only if it's not a Sunday. Higiyazman Be'echad B'Shabbos, Mitoch Shein Yochol Lichnos Eino Malo Mazonos, period. Because the Takana Drabanan was not to do it on Sunday, so it's out of his control now. If the 12 months finish on Sunday, so it's not his fault. Best instead, don't get married till Wednesday. So you can't fault him, and therefore he does not have to support his wife for those 3 days until Wednesday comes. There is a question in the Achronim, not really so much in the Rishonim, this concept of Ma'ale lo Mizonos, right? He did Kiddushin 12 months before, and now 12 months are over, and now he has to start supporting her. Is that purely a fine? Is that a knas? He should have gotten married by now, and he didn't, so we're forcing him. Or is there more of what the Achronim call a miksas ishus? He didn't get married yet. There's no nisuin here. But Chazal give him the status, give her the status of a nisua derabanan b'miksas, because he should have gotten married now. And you're right, they're not married, but some of the halachos of marriage are going to kick in. So maybe the motivation was to find him, but the mechanism, how it works, is through a miksas ishus. We'll have to see if there's any nafkaminas, meaning hafaris adarim and a yerusha, other halachas, that hafaris adarim is partially tali on erisin also. But some of the halachas that are tali on isuin, that is the shaila, whether they apply here by higiyas zman v'lo nisu. Okay, section number one. Next, Lefichach, Rashi says, forgot to mention, on the Mari Davram, Rashi quotes two different deus. Either of Yosef was mitame. He was just wondering, how could he have said this? Or deeper, v'od, as we mentioned yesterday, chala Rav Yosef is shachach tamudo. Rav Yosef was sick, he forgot his Talmud, v'toel, d'varvar, he shown him, and therefore he was wondering about his earlier words. I can't believe this. As we mentioned, Rav Yosef's life in the past, and the Musar that we learned from there. Okay, Lefichach, says Rashi, Lefichach. Rashi says that Rav Yosef now is finishing, adding on to his comments about the Mishnah. Lefichach, since we just learned that if it's not his fault, he does not have to support his wife, meaning if it's based on the Takana Drabanan, so too, Chalahu, if he gets sick, and that's the reason he can't get married. Osha chalsa he, or she gets sick. Osha pirsa nida, or she becomes a nida, eino ma'ale la mizonos. He does not have to support her there, because it's not his fault. He's sick, she's sick, she's pirsa nida, eino ma'ale mizonos. Let's just do the next section, and then we'll talk about that line. V'ika deba'i la mi'ba'i. Some have it as a question, not a statement of Rav Yosef. Clear, it's not his fault, but some have it as a question. Chala hu mahu. What's the halacha if he gets sick? Ha, some time am I mishum da anis. Do we say that the reason by Sunday he has not to support her because he's an ones? V'halchanami ha anis, and here too, he's an ones, he's sick. Right, if somebody is, if it's his own fault that he got sick, he went outside without a coat, whatever, fine, but no, most sicknesses are out of our control. So it's not his fault. O Dilma, or do we say, no, there's a difference. Hasam anis bitakanta de takinu le rabbanan. By a takana de rabbanan, there you could say it's an objectified ones. In Chazal, we're motzi, the chiyuv, that he has to support his wife in this case. Hachalo, but here, it's a personal ones, but that's not recognized in halacha, and therefore, he would have to support. And if you say, if he gets sick, he still has to support her, because we don't care. What if she gets sick? Can he say, well, I'm here? Right, you're just not ready. Or do we say that she could say to him, sorry, it's your tough luck. Literally, your field has been flooded. You're a tough luck, so sorry. I know I'm sick, but I still need to be supported. But if you say she could say that sorry, it's your tough luck. Pirsa nida mahu. What happens if she becomes a nida? So then that's not his bad luck, is it? So the Gemara says, Bishas vesta lo tibay lucha. At a time when she's expecting her period, at a time when she's supposed to become a nida. So that's not a shayla. Delo matzi amrele nisak vasadeo. She can't say it then, because that's normal. That's normal, mitzias that happens every month. Kitiboy lacha shalom b'shas festa. The shaila is when it's unexpected. Shalom b'shas festa. What's the halacha in that case? Kiva delo b'shas festa havye matzi amrele nistach vasadehu. Do we say since it's unexpected, so she could say tough luck? I'm sorry, tough luck on you. O dilma or no? Tikivan diika nashi tokamishanya vestayu, since there are women that are mishane that don't keep on the normal vest, Kishas Vestadami, and therefore it doesn't matter. A woman always has Re'yos, and therefore this is considered normal. So some had it as a statement of Rav Yosef, and some had it as a question. Before we answer, there's a lot to talk about. So first, the Ron. Right, we have a lot of Ron to do on this, but the first Ron, Daf Aleph Amad Aleph, and the Daf Yarif. The Ron says, oh, interesting. What does it say? He's sick, she's sick, they can't get married. So we understand that they can't come to the wedding. Pirsanida, what's the problem? Why can't they get married? So she's a Nida. Okay, so why can't they get married? Oh, sounds like the Rambam, says the Ron. What Rambam? We mentioned earlier. What is Kiddushin Kasashtarobiyah? That's in the Mishnah. What is Nisuin? Very unclear. Seven different opinions in the Rishonim. What is Nisuin? What is Chuppah? The Rambam says, Yichud Roi Labiyah. That's the Rambam's famous Shita in Perak Yud of Hilchas Ishus. Erisin, we know what Erisin is, Kiddushin. But what is Nisuin? According to the Rambam, Yichud Roi Labiyah. That is what is required. The Afilu, he says, This connects to the sugya we mentioned before. What's the relationship between chuppah and nisuin and erisin? The Rambam's lashon is, if there's a chuppah's nida, then the nisuin is not completed. Is there something? Sounds like there's something. It was not completed. And she's ki arusa adayin. She's still like an arusa. Ki arusa adayin. That's the Rambam shita, says the Ron. Sounds like from this Gemara, that's like the Rambam. Pirsa nida is a reason why they can't get married. Right, if you say chuppah is something else, then why can't they get married, even when she's a nida? Right, so the Ron struggles and tries to figure out how do you work out the other deus. What are the other deus? That's the Ron quotes here. Aleph Amad Aleph. In the Daf Yarif, the Ron says, he quotes the Rambam, and then he says, V'acherim omrim, t'chuppah lav hainu yichud. No, chuppah is not, this Gemara sounds like the Rambam, but there are other Gemaras that don't sound like the Rambam. Right, so we shouldn't be convinced that, oh, the Rambam's for sure, you know, the correct Shita, because there are other Gemaras, all the Gemara Daf Yud Beis that he quotes, that you can have Chuppah without proper Yichud. Ela Chuppah, Hainu, says the Ron, Kol Shehiviyah Habal Mibes Aviyah Labeso, L'Shem Nisuin, Knisa L'Rishuso, that's the Ron's Shita. Knisa he brings her into his house. Some say that's the canopy, even though that's another shita also, but the canopy, why does the chasen go to the chuppah first, before the kala, to establish it as his symbolic house, then she is nichnes as lurishuso, so that is also a form of chuppah. The canopy is another form of chuppah. The badekin, according to some, is a form of chuppah. Being in a makam miyucha, that everybody sees them together, sitting at the special chasen and kala table at the Shava Brachas, right, at the wedding. So, all different opinions of what chuppah is. You gotta work out how that shita would work out. The Ramban, Evan Ezer, in Simon and Hay, discusses all the different deos. Just one question, which we'll come back to. One question the Achronim ask. The Beis Yaakov, which is the Nesivis on Ksubis, asks on the Rambam, and that is, we know the first Mishnah in Yuma. First Mishnah in Yuma, you get another wife ready. According to Yehuda, just in case the Kohen Gadol's wife drops dead, and he has to be married. Right, Beis Zuishto. So just in case he can get remarried again on Yom Kippur. Really? He can get married on Yom Kippur? Yichud Roi Labiyah. It's Usher. Is this proving that only eating and drinking is Usher on Yom Kippur? And the other 40 Niyam are only Durabanan? You have to say that's what the Rambam holds? The Rambam does hold that. But do you have to say that, or the other Rishonim that say that it's all Usher Daraisa, but only Chayav Krisus with Achila and Shasiya? What if there's an Isser Durabanan? Does that impact the definition de Oraisa of Yichud Roi Labiyah? All fascinating discussions, but that is one of the big kashas that the Achronim ask on the Rambam.
Why are we saying here that this is somehow a right to the Rambam? Maybe the reason that someone who's a Nida can't get married is because defeats the whole purpose of getting married on a Wednesday.
Okay, interesting. Maybe the whole, that could be another answer. Right, maybe the whole purpose, even if you want to say the wedding would work, but if she's a Nida and they can't be together that night, that defeats the whole purpose of going on Wednesday, Thursday. But again, if it's, let's say it's a different day, but the 12 months finished, So let them at least get married, even if it's not, whatever day of the week it is. But you're right, that might be another way out. Maybe the person Ita is not showing that they can't get married, but the whole purpose of getting married at this time is defeated. But it's only at the end of the 12 months, so might not be a full explanation. Okay, either way, another point just to mention, Tosas mentions on top that possibly she could say to him when she becomes a Nida at an unexpected time, tough luck on you, Nistachba Sadehu. Tosas points out that he can't say to her, tough luck on you, Nistachba Sadehu, and I'm not supporting you. Why? Because she is not obligated in Pru or Uruvu. That's Tosas' line here. We know that from Yavamis. Tekiva de lo mifkata apir yavariv yalo mi ansha. You can never say you're tough luck if she's not mitzuveh. If he's mitzuveh and then he can't fulfill the tzivos, then we can say it's his bad luck. But if it's her, she's not mitzuveh, as we discussed back in Maseches Yavamis. Number one, va'od, and then Tosfos has another lashon, de'ha'isha hi sada shel ha'ba'al, ve'ein ha'ba'al sada shela. What does that mean? Obviously not to be taken literally, right, a field, but it means that the woman is nechneses, goes into his rishus. So he has the responsibilities. So the question is, does he have to fulfill his responsibilities or not? So it's his bad luck or not. But she is not regarded as, she doesn't have responsibilities in this case. She is, shel habal, the financial status that she has is nechnas l'rishuso, and therefore, it is only looked at as his tough luck and not hers. Okay, there's more to talk about in terms of Knisa L'Rishusa, in terms of Shas Vesa, Shlo B'Shas Vesa, but let's continue, and then we'll see if we can come back. Okay, so we, according to this version of the Gemara, we're on the fifth line, we ask the Kasha, meaning at the end of the 12 months, if he gets sick, if she gets sick, Shlo B'Shas Vesa, so do we say he has to support? So Pashit Rav Achoy, Rav Achoy tries to answer. Who is this mysterious Rav Achoy? Tosas quotes, don't say like the Rashbam. The Rashbam in a number of places in Shas says whenever you have the language of Pashat Rav Achoy, this is talking about Rav Achoy Gaon. From the Gaonim after the times of the after the times of the Gemara, whenever the Gaonim were from afterwards, and we know every Amora or Gaon has a certain phrase that they use. And this is, says the Rashbam, whenever you have Pashat Rav Achoy, so this was added on after the Stimas HaTalmud. Tosfos says, wrong. Lo kamo shebir shel Rashbam. Don't say that. Don't say this is the author of the Shiltos, the Gaonim, that came after. No, that's not what it's saying here. No, it's just like other Achronim, just like other Amoraim who have their own Lashon of talking, like Megadif Barab Yavo, Toy Barab Yochanan, Light Ale Abaya. So this Rav Achoy is one of the Amoraim. And after all, says Tosfos, you find that he's answered by Rav Ashi. So if he's answered by Rav Ashi in certain cases, so obviously he didn't live after Rav Ashi. Okay, either way, whoever this Rav Achoy was. So Pasha Rav Achoy, Yigiyas Lam V'lo Nisu Ochus B'Shalav Ochus B'Truma, the Mishnah focuses on her. Lo Nasu Loktani, it doesn't say they didn't marry, the husbands. Ela Lo Nisu, it says the women weren't married. That's our Mesorah, how to pronounce what it says in the Mishnah. So, hey Chidami, why is the Mishnah focusing on that they weren't married? And it doesn't say that they didn't marry the husbands, but it focuses on the women. So, e dekama akvin inhi, if it's bemazed, the women are not getting married, amai ochos bishlov ochos b'shuma, then for sure they wouldn't eat. For sure they wouldn't get. If it's, so it can't be talking about a case of mazed, elalav, deisnes ki agavne, it must be talking about another case where they're ba'ones. It's the women's fault, but they're ba'ones, viktanya, yet it still says, ochles b'shalov, ochles b'shruma. So that's Rav Achoy's raya. Amar Rav Ashi, this is what Tosfos is raya, Rav Ashi is answering here, no, lo'olam e'malacha kol onsa lo achla. It could be that any ones she is not entitled after the 12 months to eat. Utakama akvi inhu. And the reason in the Mishnah that she gets supported is because it's the husband's fault. Ubedinu di boile le misne v'lo nasu. It should formulate it as mitzah the husband. V'aydi de tana reisha biditi, tana nami seifa biditi. But because the reisha over there has to say, talk about her, and it says nosin le besula shemasar chodesh, focusing on the ikir hadin, that you give her 12 months, so it continues the formulation talking about her. But really, the only time Rav Ashi says that he would have to support is if it's mitzi do. Okay, next. Let's get into the sugya of Ones. Amar Rava, Ule'inyin Gittin Eino Kein. Even though we just said that regarding Kiddushin, after 12 months, if there is an Ones, still, we might say that only if it's his fault does he have to pay. But if there's an Ones, he does not have to. Meaning, Ones is a good claim. He could claim Ones and therefore not have to support his wife after 12 months. Regarding Gittin, we don't say that. Meaning, we don't say that the claim of Ones is good, is viable by Gittin. Al-Maksava Rava, what does Rava say? Ein Ones Begittin. What does that mean? There's no taina of Ones when it comes to Gittin. If a man gives a get in a certain way and he wants to prevent it from occurring based on an Ones, we will disregard that. So the question is, where does Rava know this from? We're going to have four different suggestions. Three of them, by the Shem, are on today's daf. So let's see what we could do. So we know there's a lot of... Oh, now Ksubis is going to have a lot of overlap with Gittin, with Kiddushin. So here we're already starting. Mishnayis and Masechas Gittin. Mehadetzna the following. Man says to his wife, he doesn't know if he's going to return or not. He doesn't want her to be left for Yibam or Chalitza. So he says, honey, this is your get. If I don't come back within the next year. And he dies. So he doesn't come back because he died. Ain't no get. It's not a good get. Why isn't it a good get? Because this is supposed to kick in at the end of 12 months. He's already dead then. A dead person cannot give a get. So, mace who de eino get. So we say, it's not a good get because he died. And ain get la achar misa. Ha chala, but let's say he was sick, were medayik. He got sick. Hare zeget. Then it would be a good get. Even though it's an ones. He wants to come back, but he can't come back. But mashma, he can't claim. So, that proves ain ones beget. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Maybe the Mishnah is lav dafka. Not only if he died, is it not a good get, but even chala. Vehi gufa kamash malan. And this Mishnah is telling me, dein gel achamisa. Right? It's not telling me to make a diuk, mace, and not chola. It's just telling me that lacha. Of a dead person cannot give a get. Says the Gemara, ain't get lachar misa, hatanale resha. I learned that from the previous case. Hareza gidech and mesi, hareza gidech micholizeh, hareza gidech lachar misa, lo amar klum. If somebody says, this should be their get after they die, or if they die from this sickness, lo amar klum, so you already know. Talachav ain't get lachar misa. Says the Gemara, Dilma la'afuke midrabosenu. No, maybe it's just emphasizing to go against the shita of Rabosenu. Ditanya, v'rabosenu, hitiru linase. The Rabosenu shita allowed her to get married in this case, meaning it is a good get. Why? Just by the way, parenthetically, v'yamrina and man Rabosenu, who were Rabosenu that allowed this? Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Beidina the Sharu Mishcha, the same Bezdin that in Mesechas Avodah Zarah allowed oil of Ovedas Kochavim. Okay, without getting into that sugya now. But either way, why would you say that this is a good get if it's only supposed to kick in after he dies? Savila k'Rab Yosi, da Amar Zmano Shal Shtar Mochiya Chalav. Why would you write a get, a date in the get, if it's not supposed to kick in until a year from now? It must be that it's supposed to kick in even now. It's as if he said me'achshav. It's as if he said that, because he wrote the date in here. Why do you write the date? It must be because he wants it to kick in now, and therefore, maybe the Mishnah is just going against that shita, but not meant to be any type of a diuk. So, first Mishnah, we tried to prove it, no good, no raya. So, try number two. Ve'elemi Seifa, maybe it's from the next Mishnah. Me'achshav. If he wants to give a get from now, if he doesn't come back, so in all these cases is a good get if he died, because we don't say that that is an ones that could prevent it from being chal. So to chola. So is that the raya for Rava? So Rava says no, maybe not. Dilma meis dafka to lo nichale de tipo kame yavam. Maybe meis is different. He doesn't want it to become to have to do yibam or chalitza. So dafka meis, we say that is disregarded. Becholah, he would want to be able to claim that it's not a good get. So try number three. Elameha, last one for today. Tahu de amar lahu. So now this is not a Mishnah anymore. It's just a story. Tahu de amar lahu, a man says to his wife, Ilo asina mikan vatlasin yomim lehevi gita. If I don't come back within the next 30 days, this is a good get. He comes after 30 days. He's on the other side of the water and he's screaming, "Honey, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here." But the bridge is out. There's no boats going across. We see him screaming. And yet, Amar lu chazud asoy, chazud asoy, see that I'm here. Amar Shmuel, lav shmei masya. It's not called the coming back. He's not here. Too bad. Doesn't matter, he's not here. So you see from there, ain't tainus onis baget. He's screaming. He doesn't want it to be a good get. And it is a good get. Answer, v'dilma onsa d'shchiach shayni. No, there's different. It's his own fault. It's a very common occurrence. This is an ones that is common. He should have made the tznai, but if I'm back and the bridge is out and the boat, so below asa, he didn't do that. Ihu da'afsid anafshe. It's his own fault, and therefore we don't consider this an ones. But it could be by an ones that is totally unexpected, by an ones that is out of his control. So then we would say he could claim that. And therefore, again, there is no raya for Rava of Ein Ones Beget, and we will see, Be'ez Hashem, the beginning of tomorrow, that it is not based on a Mishnah. It's not based on a Mishnah or a Brisa, it's based on his own Svara, based on his own Svara for the good of the women that are involved. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. There's more to talk about in terms of Nida, Shas Vesa, Shlomo Shas Vesa, but we'll have to come back to that at another time. The Parsha here is up already from last night. Baruch Hashem, we had a Haschala in the New World that is called Maseches Ksuvos, that will be on Be'ez Hashem for the next 112 days. Okay, we'll stop here.